In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. You may be seated. We are all citizens of what I believe to be the greatest nation that was ever formed. And like all great nations, there are distinct moments in history that define it. The signing of the Declaration of Independence, the American flag still standing at Fort McHenry on that hot summer morning of 1814, the Union's victory at Gettysburg, which turned the tide of the American Civil War, to our landing on the moon, and many other moments like it, those pivotal moments in history as a nation. And we need those defining moments because they galvanize us. They bring us as Americans together. This morning's gospel is a pivotal moment in the direction and history of the church. For here, it is Christ at the wedding feast in Cana, which is for us a prefigurement of the Holy Eucharist, where Christ formally manifests his divinity in the turning of water into wine. It is perhaps the miracle of miracles, both in terms of its application and significance, by which the wine of the Eucharist becomes the blood of the covenant of peace, which God has established with his church. The wine of the Eucharist, as it is often called, the precious blood of Christ, the Paschal Lamb, is what saves us, just as it was the blood of the Paschal Lamb which saved the Israelites, who used it to sprinkle their doorposts so that the destroying angel might pass over them. For with the blood of Christ, our souls are to be purified, that sin and death might not prevail against us. The blood was sprinkled on the side posts and upper doorposts and not on the threshold, to signify that the precious blood of Christ is to be reverenced with godly fear as a warning sign to those who tread underfoot the Son of God and count the blood of the covenant an unholy thing. And here, at a wedding in Cana, we see a type of foreshadowing of the Eucharistic banquet, which we have all been invited to celebrate, to taste, to experience. But that is not all. It wasn't enough that Christ simply turned water into wine, but that this miracle was accomplished at a wedding, because Christ has espoused himself to us, his church. Through the Eucharist, the mystical marriage of Christ with his church is consummated. As St. Augustine has claimed, having been invited to the wedding feast at Cana in Galilee, our Lord attended, that being alone the author of the sacrament of matrimony, he might confirm conjugal chastity. He also meant to make known to us the mystery of which these nuptials were the sign of Christ's union with his church. For when we join the church, we do so with a vow, binding ourselves to Almighty God, and in this case, Christ becomes our bridegroom, who kept to the end the good wine, that is to say, the Holy Gospel. And that's the message that Christ has for us this morning. Keep the good wine, keep the gospel, and keep it to the end. And we do so in our vows to one another, that covenant between a husband and wife. We do so in our vows to uphold the teachings of the church. And yes, in our vow to become a better Christian and disciple of Christ. And most assuredly, in the partaking of the Holy Eucharist. And we keep the good wine not just in the large things that we do and accomplish for Christ, but also in the small things as well, even in the simplest of gestures. Every time you kiss or hug your wife, you are keeping the good wine. Every time you pray, every time you read scripture, every time you are kind and have compassion on one another, you are keeping the good wine. Every time you bear the gospel for Christ's sake, you are keeping the good wine. We keep the good wine, as Paul states in this morning's epistle, if we possess the same dispositions of charity, humility, and love, which belonged to Christ. Let us all be of this mindset. For just as marriage joins the bride and groom together, so are we the church, married to Christ by the bond of his precious blood. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Let us keep his holy gospel. Let us keep the good wine to the very end. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.